wicked music, Fred.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to thank you for picking that out.
Thank you. Well,
what
you
the
know,
heck is that from?
Everything on 8-track.
Everything on 8-track. Right. Fred brought his 8-track collection to work today.
Yeah, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Wait till we get to the Burt Bacharach show.
4:15, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and...
RLTV.
RLTV, yes.
Check your cable listings.
Yeah, the show is on television today, and here's a person who always looks great on radio and television. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Emily Miller, Washington Times senior editor of the Opinion Pages. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Fred. So I guess you guys no longer have a face for radio, huh?
No.
Yeah. Well, I do. You know.
He actually looks very smart today. He's got a tie on and
no shirt, but yeah. A tie, you know.
It doesn't go as well with the dickie, but...
Oh, man.
Your listeners don't know that you usually do that host in a bathing suit.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. All right, listen, I want to get into a couple of things. One, your latest column dealing with Bob Costas shooting himself in the foot. Now, I don't know how much you've heard of what's happened in the past 24 hours, but he sort of backed off a little bit last night, but then he doubled down later on. And let me play a little piece of this. This is Bob Costas last night on MSNBC.
What I was talking about here, and I'm sorry if that wasn't clear to everybody, was a gun culture. I never mentioned the Second Amendment. I never used the words gun control. People inferred that. Now, do I believe that we need more comprehensive and more sensible gun control legislation? Yes, I do. That doesn't mean repeal of the Second Amendment. That doesn't mean a prohibition on somebody having a gun to protect their home and their family. It means sensible and more comprehensive gun control legislation. But
wait, how much more gun control legislation do we need?
But here's the interesting point, and obviously nobody's more qualified to talk about this than you, Emily, seeing as how you've written so extensively about this on your experience.
And she's probably packing heat right now.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
But, well, I'm in the Capitol. But, don't tell anyone.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. It's not loaded, you guys. Stand down. Let me ask you this, though. I mean, this is a serious question. I would like to get your definition of what exactly is a gun culture. And here's my question. Are we a violent culture because we tolerate guns, which is what Costas and Jason Whitlock, this guy from the Kansas City Star, believes, or are we a gun culture because we tolerate violence?
Well, the term gun culture, obviously they're using negatively, but this is a country that believes strongly that we have a God-given right to defend ourselves, and that means to arm ourselves. And that's why our founding fathers put it in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They did not put it in the Constitution because they think we should go hunting. They're not put in the Constitution, you know, to indulge in clay shooting. It was to defend ourselves from the tyranny of government because they had experienced firsthand what happens when you don't have guns, you can't defend yourself, and the British can take over. And, you know, and we saw that Nazi Germany when they took the guns away from the Jews. I mean, this is the original God-given right has to do with government tyranny. And there are very good gun laws on the books already, everyone who buys a gun at a store has to get past a background check with the FBI to check if you have mental illness, check if you've committed a crime, domestic abuse, those kinds of things. In this case, the linebacker, Kansas City linebacker, had none of that. He legally bought a gun at the time, you know, obviously since then, you know, this is, he has all those issues. You know, the gun laws are very restrictive already, you know, to keep people who shouldn't have guns from having guns. Fully automatic guns are totally restricted. So, you know, Bob Costas is basing this on such a limit, no understanding of the facts. He totally takes out of the argument that millions and millions of times every year, people use their guns, non-police people, non-law enforcement, regular citizens use their guns to defend themselves against crime and to stop crime, to protect their families. I mean, that's what guns are mostly used for. I think 30,000 people are killed a year, while 2 million times a year, you know, guns are used to protect themselves. And that's a good thing. We have a gun culture, it's a good thing.
You know,
I'll say Costas in that interview, you know, he did say, oh, I don't mean we should upend the Second Amendment, but he also in a radio interview after his Sunday night football thing said that he doesn't think there's any reason for any citizen to own a semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah, here's the same.
Think about for a second. I mean, he's going to take away my gun, my first, I have a stick, it's semi-automatic. I mean, everybody's gun, unless you have a revolver or a shotgun, he's just going to take them all away. I mean, it's just, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, and here's a guy that's protected by probably 50 guns every time he walks into a stadium.
But you know, there's another point, and again, I heard in connection with this story that since the Heller decision that relaxed the gun prohibitions in the District of Columbia, gun violence, the murder rate has gone down by a factor. I mean, apparently we have the lowest murder rate since 1963, whereas Chicago, which has one of the highest murder rates, has also some of the most restrictive gun laws. Now, those facts kind of argue your point.
Well, I will say that the other sort of wrinkle is that because D.C. and Illinois are the only places in the country where you can't carry, you can't bear arms, there's no deterrent for the criminals from using their guns to commit other crimes. Now, the question is whether murder rates have gone down because there's been less crime or because, you know, rescue and emergency responders have gotten better at keeping people who've been shot from dying.
Yeah.
Because in D.C. this year, the amount of crimes, the amount of assaults with guns is up 20%. The amount of violent crimes is up 8%. And say, if you said Chicago is just as bad or worse, I think, at this point. And the reason for this is because the criminals all have guns in D.C. and Chicago, and they know that all the citizens walking around are not armed. So they know that they're just sitting ducks. So there's no reason that they can't just use their gun to get my iPhone, because why not? They know I'm not armed.
Yeah.
If we had carry rights, which you don't, you know, there's a very big misconception that, you know, carry rights and you'll be having a shootout. And this is what Bob Costas said, oh, we'll have a shootout in Aurora's theater and everybody would die. The thing is when you have the right to bear arms, it is a deterrent. Just a couple, I think the percentage they've found is 2-3% of people can actually have to carry for the criminals to know they're going to have a bad day at the office if they start going after you with their gun.
Yeah. The real story in this case, though, it's domestic violence. I mean, it's not necessarily the gun. You know, what appalls me is the number of people that have come forward to say this wouldn't happen. You know, absent the gun, this wouldn't have happened. And that's just, you know, that's a crock, because we saw over this past weekend in Baltimore, two murder suicides, and the weapons were knives in those cases. We had a guy use a bow and arrow in Wyoming over the weekend, killed his father, and then killed himself with a knife. And then we had a woman use a tuna fish sandwich. She poisoned her husband with tuna fish.
You know,
I mean,
that's creative.
Yeah, that's creative.
Well, you know, the logic here, and you may have seen this story. There was this tragedy that occurred in the New York subway system a day or so ago, where a madman pushed this poor guy in front of the train. Well, using that same argument, then what are we supposed to do? Blame the train for that accident?
Well, yeah.
We can stop all subways.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is it's not only, I mean, Costas, and also quoting that other guy, the Fox News guy, he said, Fox Sports, it's not only, they didn't just say, oh, you know, it's because of guns. They said it would not have happened if it weren't for guns, as if.
Yeah.
Now, like you just said, wouldn't have used a tuna fish sandwich or run her over with the car or used a knife. I mean, these people are out of their minds or they're totally evil. Nobody knows, you know, exactly why in every case people are murderers, but, you know, or why he did it specifically. But the weapon is not the cause of the problem. And that's just an absurd argument. And you know, I don't see Costas getting a lot of support out of this from anyone.
Yeah. And
except for, I will say, from the other gun groups, they think he's done a really fantastic job.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right, Emily, I'm afraid we're out of time, but I just discovered something. I can now blame the knife and fork for me being so fat.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Anyhow. I'll talk with you next week, all right?
Knives, maybe, right, not forks.
All
right, take care.
Thanks,
Emily Miller, Washington Times, senior editor of the Opinion Pages. 423, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, and, of course, RLTV. It's Andy Parks and Fred Grandy, live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned.